Okay, everyone, good evening. Here we're on Audio Boo. It's December 11th, 2013. This is Hans coming to you from Birmingham. Unfortunately, got delayed and missed my connecting bus. So here's basically what happened. We didn't get out of Anniston till after 6, about 20, 25 after 6, 6:30, when the bus actually pulled out. It got there about 10, quarter after 6. On supposed to be a 10-minute layover, and it was a small bus. I'd never seen it before. It wasn't a full-size Greyhound. It was a smaller size. So I don't know if it come in extra, it was brought on extra, or what it was, but at any rate, it was a small one. And it was due in at 7:30. So it was, we got a few minutes delayed at the bus station because of a mechanical problem with the bus. The handicap door, somebody, I guess, hit something on that and caused it to lock the bus down, so it wouldn't release the brakes or anything. And so the driver finally found what the problem was after being on the phone with the supervisor. And so they released, the bus was released and was on its way. And we get into Birmingham. Just as we're about to get off the interstate, there is an accident. And the traffic was at a standstill probably for 15, 20 minutes. Well, maybe a little, maybe not quite that, but late enough that the bus left. I guess the driver had checked it, called ahead to the terminal to see if they would hold the bus. I guess they couldn't. So, as a result, I now get a bus at 10 o'clock here out of Birmingham to get into Nashville. So basically, I will now, instead of getting into Buffalo at like 5-something, it will be now be 10:10. And I will have to find a bus that will get me from Buffalo out to maybe St. Catharines, or I may just go into Niagara Falls. I don't know which, but I'm going to have to work on that. It's too late, really, to do anything tonight, but we'll have to do something about it in the morning on the way up. We'll have to work on that. Oh, boy. But, you know, it could be worse, I guess. But it's kind of maddening, though, because, you know, just for something, just a few minutes, you lose several hours in the trip. So, anyway, I'm here at Birmingham. So far, you know, at least I got here. I guess that's the main thing. Delma fixed some sandwiches, so I had 4 of them now. And some home-baked brownies she fixed me. I had one on the way, and some drink, which I got from the Anniston Oxford station. And anyway, and then while we were waiting, the lady that drove me, who was Delma's neighbor for a while until they moved, Sue and Bill, they brought me in. We first we went, rode around, and they were hungry. They hadn't had any lunch, so we went to Subway. And I got a little something there while I was there, and an iced tea, and like a 6-inch sub. And because I knew it would be a while before I would eat, so I wasn't too, so I figured, well, what the heck, I can get that. And then when we were waiting for the bus, there was a lady sitting on the bench there, and Sue, who was very talkative, started talking to her. Well, actually, first, before the bus, we stopped at Walmart and kind of walked around there, and I got myself a USB, a holder for a USB drive. And so we took care of that. Then we checked in and got a claim ticket for the bus. Got me on, and so anyway, got off here, and I waited. Figured, well, maybe the bus was waiting, but nothing. Driver brought my suitcase in, and then I went to the service desk, and that's when I found out that I'd missed the bus. So, at least it's not too long wait. It could be worse. At least it's not like was last year in Atlanta. Actually, when I got several hours in Atlanta and then got held up and there and had to get in. So, at any rate, I don't think there's much I can do here. So, I'm kind of stuck. I know my dad's not going to like having the change. It's going to be a lot later than he would have liked. But there's not a lot I can really do. So, but I know there's buses that come in, I think, because I know people take them. I think it's like 11 or 11 something, but I'm going to have to check that. So anyway, I'm just going to have to sit here about another hour and a half or so. You can hear they got the TV on here. There's not a lot of people here in the Birmingham station. But anyway, that's it so far, the trip. And so we'll see what other adventures happen between now and when I get up there. So, anyway, leaving Delma was hard, but then it's always hard to leave. She was pretty emotional and when I left. And so, I don't know when the next time will be, but hopefully before long. And if you pray or in your thoughts, to ask the immigration department to hurry up and approve, because Delma has resolved that if the USCIS does not approve, that we will see about getting up there to Canada. So, but that remains to be seen. In the meantime, folks, I'm going to sign off this boo and hopefully have a safe rest of the trip without any misadventures. And, but yeah, I think it was like 22nd Street or whatever was that exit there. I think it was the exit we turned off because all the other lanes were moving. Just the one our bus was in, of course, had to be the lane that was completely stopped. So, anyway, thanks to that, the delays here. So, with that said, I'm going to move on here and send this boo out. And everybody take care and have a blessed rest of the day and evening. So long, everybody.